It was a wet day in October 1968 that I first moved to Dublin, that I first left my home in Limerick and went off to the Big Smoke, as my father used to call it. I went to stay in a Jesuit hostel on Hume Street, a place I lived in for 2 years, a place I lived alongside Bill Whelan, my great friend from school, who I'm thrilled to be looking forward to seeing this evening. That was a stone's throw from Hume Street, around the corner on Stephen's Green. And here I am in 2012, driving from Dundrum into the centre of Dublin, and there is a very good chance that I'm going to meet the man from Hume Street today. Now, Hume Street, as the since become very famous correspondent, whatever his name is, it's just gone out of my head for a second, Kevin Myers. As Kevin Myers would remember, as he was a student leader in those days, Hume Street was very controversial in the fall and early part of 1969. Yes, Hume Street was the place which was under threat from developers, and there were huge student protests about it. Those were the days of 68. Those were the days shortly after Paris. Those were the days when us young Irish boys and girls were practicing being French. Oh yes, when we took to the streets as students to protest about housing conditions in Dublin, and also about the architecture, the destruction of the architecture of our city, as we thought it was in those days. Oh yes, those were the days, my friend, as Was It Marian Faithful used to sing. And today I go down that nostalgia trip, down that journey, hoping that I can steer this car safely to find a parking place on Stephen's Green.